The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. It's a joy to celebrate the sacrament of confirmation with you. God has called you to this day. Just believe it in your hearts. This weekend, we also affectionately call Good Shepherd Sunday, right? We call it Good Shepherd Sunday. Who here has ever been around sheep? You know, what's your impression, huh? Here's mine. About 20 years ago, my parents and I drove through Scotland, Wales, and England. The one creature of all of God's creation that we saw the most on that trip was sheep. We lost count of the times sheep would just wander on the road in front of your car and stare at you. Have you had that experience before? You know, when you're over, they just come out there and just stare. You can do all you want. You know, you can stop, honk your horn, wave your hands, and the sheep would still just look at you, not moving one bit. You know, you have to work that into your itinerary when you go traveling over there. Very, very stubborn creatures. In my experience, anyone who's been around a sheep will tell you that although they have enduring qualities, like lamb chops, go to mint and jelly, they're not always the brightest creatures in the animal kingdom, right? They're often noisy, goofy, awkward, smelly, and even at times will just follow the crowd right off the cliff, or just stand there and stare at you in the middle of the road with oncoming traffic, okay? This is sheep. Now, Jesus this Sunday compares humanity to sheep. That doesn't feel like much of a compliment, does it? Who here wants to be compared with the sheep? You know, raise your hand, right? No one does. As a race, maybe we are at times rather noisy, goofy, awkward, and smelly, and sometimes even stupid. Maybe that's the commentary here. And with all the war and injustices we see in the news each day, you know, at times it feels like a fair critique. During the Easter season, it is very good news that Jesus reveals himself to us as a Savior and Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, even if we feel undeserving of it, especially if we feel undeserving of it. I'll be honest, I find the image of being a sheep rather comforting personally. You know, when I'm honest with myself, I know that there's areas in my life that I'm not proud about. Don't we all? Any of us at times can be that sheep in the road, staring blindly in harm's way. Sometimes it's good to ask ourselves, what are the areas of our lives that we're like the obedient sheep who listen to the Lord's voice? Sometimes it's also good to ask ourselves, what are the areas of our lives that we are not obedient, standing defiantly, refusing to budge? And so, as so often is the result, how many times do we look back on moments in our lives that we wish we had back? How many times have past hurts have kept us from fully experiencing God's love in our lives? My friends, whenever we feel that way, it's good to reflect on Pope Leo XIV's wisdom. He said, "Brothers and sisters, Christ's resurrection teaches us that no history is so marked by disappointment or sin that it cannot be visited by hope." Let's hear that again. Christ's resurrection teaches us that no history is so marked by disappointment or sin that it cannot be visited by hope. Amen to that. The sacrament of confirmation invites us to welcome Christ more fully as our personal good shepherd. As our personal good shepherd now. And make it easy for him, not difficult. Life is so much better when we consider Jesus as our shepherd, you know, as our co-pilot, so to speak, who is with us every single moment. The good moments, the bad moments, the joyful moments, and even in our moments of shame, calling us to our better selves. Indeed, the sacrament of confirmation you're receiving today should remind you every day that with all the worries life can throw at you, God is with you. Even with everything that the world expects of you, so often unrealistically weighing down heavy upon you, God understands you. Even when you fail, God will forgive you if you desire it. Why? Because God loves you. God loves you. And he loves you more than you love yourself. Huh? He loves you more than you love yourself. The secret is just to let him into your heart. Just let him in. Once we do so, we can't think of the sacrament of confirmation as a finish line, can we? Quite the opposite. As the completion of your sacraments of initiation, today is very much so the starting line. Because brass tacks, once sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we should at times find it difficult to sit still. Like the apostles, we become evangelists of the Good Shepherd's love in a world so hungry for it, especially the poor and the marginalized. That is how the great saints live their lives. The invitation is for us to do the same. And so on behalf of everyone here, thank you again for your yes. You're good medicine for us. You're good medicine. Thank you for your witness. And may the good work that God has begun in you be brought to completion through Christ our Lord. Amen.